Hello, and welcome back to the Evolve Lactation Podcast. I'm Christine, your host, and today I am joined by my colleague and friend, Adrian Gerges. Adrian, would you introduce yourself?
Hello, I'm very excited to be here, Christine. I'm Adrian, like Christine said. I am a board-certified lactation consultant for the past 20 years. Prior to that, I was a LHLA leader, got into the field as I had a tongue-tied baby. Didn't know about tongue-tie, and let me tell you, 30 years ago, there wasn't as much information as there is today. And I struggled a lot, didn't want people to struggle like I did. Started helping families through LHLA League, found out it was my passion, basically my calling, and went on to become a board certified lactation consultant. And I am blessed every day for doing what I do, getting to work with amazing families and their babies, helping them reach their breastfeeding goals.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for joining us. You have had an interesting career working in so many different settings. And, I think that's one of the coolest things about the job that we have, that you can start from a completely different background, or you can start from something in healthcare and all end up in the same work, and when we're in this work, we can work in such a huge variety of settings. And I think it would be interesting for folks to hear about all the different places that you have had the opportunity to provide lactation support through the years.
I can do that. We can talk about that. Like I said, I started out with whoo, excuse me, LHLA League. I was a LHLA leader for many years. And basically that was providing guidance in mother-to-mother support. We ran group meetings, I ran toddler meetings, I did phone help. And it really gave me a very good broad-based knowledge of breastfeeding because it was working with almost all ages of breastfeeding babies. And from there, I went to work in the hospital. And the hospital is an experience in itself because you're seeing so many people in such a short period of time. You have to be able to triage and get them the help when some families are being discharged home within 24 hours of birth. So you really had to be on your toes. And the first few years I was in the hospital, I did a little bit of NICU work, but not that much. And then I started working with Christine, who always worked in the NICU, and I got to have a lot more NICU experience. So that was very interesting working with all the different babies and the challenges of NICU. And when I left the hospital, I went to a community clinic. I worked for a company that had 15 community clinics, and I worked in about seven of them. And that was a great experience because I got to help families in the prenatal period, did prenatal education, really got to develop a relationship with them. And then after their babies were born, they came back to see me. It was all in-house. They came to the clinic and we provided care. And that was a fun experience too because I am Spanish speaking by having learned it in college. And I had a lot of Spanish speaking patients. So I really got to use my Spanish and improve my Spanish working with these families and providing care for people who might not have had the ability to get a lactation consultant to come to their own house. And now I'm currently in private practice, which I love. I do home visits. I get to pick how much time I spend with family. So if I feel like being there 2 hours or two and a half and the family needs me that long, I can stay that long. And I can schedule as many follow-ups as I needed because I set the guidelines for my own business. And I'm finding I really like private practice. I love the ability to help people. And we also run a baby cafe here locally, and I get to volunteer. I'm lucky enough to volunteer at that once a week. And we provide IBCLC care, board certified lactation care for families on a drop-in basis. I get to do the in-person drop-in, but we also have a virtual drop-in. And so, yeah, I've worked in a lot of settings. It's taught me so much. I learn as much as from my families as I think they learn from me.
That is very cool. Not everybody in this field gets to work in that many different settings, although many people do dream of it. They don't, lots of people who work in the hospital imagine what it would be like to, move to private practice. But you've not only done that, you've also done the, medical clinic setting. And the one thing that you didn't mention, is one of the even, to me, one of the best parts, because one of your true gifts is being able to teach.
Oh,
And
yes.
yeah, for a little bit of background, Adrian and I taught together for a while. We still do whenever we have the opportunity. But if you want to share a little bit about sort of how we got started with teaching and why we did that, because what that grew into was so much more.
So Christine and I went to a conference together, oh, I don't know, in 2012. And we had been at this 3-day conference and it was amazing. And we had to travel out of town about 4 hours, stay in a hotel, and then be at this conference. And we shared a room. We were at the conference every day. We drove up there, drove back together. So we had a lot of time to talk. And we were thinking about why not provide education locally, as opposed to having people from our area traveling, because that was the big thing. It was hard to get local education here. So you were always going out of town. It was always 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. And we really wanted to provide that setting so people didn't have to travel. And if you have young children, it's hard to go to conferences for 3 or 4 days. So we talked about it and we decided we were going to offer basically training for people to get their 45-hour lactation education. So maybe they could start working as a lactation educator, lactation counselor. And then our program grew. It was very popular to 90 hours. And in the midst of all doing all this, we decided to start a nonprofit where we could provide education through the nonprofit, whether it's webinars or bring in speakers or speak ourselves to, doctors or anyone interested, nurses, WIC personnel, anyone who was interested in learning about breastfeeding, improving their breastfeeding knowledge to help the families they're working with. And it just took off, and I love to teach. Christine's right. I absolutely love it. I think it's a wonderful thing to meet the people you're teaching, work with them, get to really know them, share information. And it's been a wonderful experience. And yes, any chance I can get to teach with Christine, I'm on it. I'm going to be there.
Well, the feeling is mutual. One of the things that I enjoyed hearing about when you were working for the clinic system was how you got to sort of, when you started, what you were doing was sort of novel as a service there. And so you had to work with lots of different disciplines, including the medical providers, to teach them what you could do for their patients. So maybe you could tell us just a little bit about that and what did you get out of having the opportunity to bring those registered dietitians in and the nutritionists and the physicians and the nurses? What did you get out of that experience? How did that help you once you started setting up your private practice?
I think I was really lucky in the clinic since from the top down, they believed in breastfeeding. So no matter what, no matter what an individual's opinion was on having lactation help for their patients, the clinic was like, no, we're going to provide this. And so I was brought into all of the provider meetings. I went to the OB meetings and the pediatric meetings and the dietitian meetings and the nutritionist meetings. And you name it, if it was a meeting for a different group of people that worked there, I was there. I was introduced. I was given the opportunity to talk about what lactation help does for the family and how it makes a difference all around and how it was going to improve the health of the family and how that's going to make the provider's job easier. And going to those meetings, everyone got to know me because, like I said, it was a really large clinic, 15 clinics. And because they got to know me, I got to spend time when I was in the clinic having a one-on-one relationship with different providers. So if I ran into a problem with a family I was working with, I was able to go to the provider and talk to them directly. Wasn't through email, it wasn't through notes. I can just drop in the provider's office, say, hey, I'm seeing this patient, this is what's going on. Especially if it was out of my scope, this is what I think should happen. This is my recommendation, and I need you to take a look and see what's going on. That was really good. And I think it benefited me here in private practice because having that ability to say, I've already talked to all these providers and I know what their concerns are with lactation, so I can approach it differently when I'm working in private practice. Say, yep, I already addressed these concerns. Now I have answers to your concerns. And I think that helped a lot with private practice.
So you're saying you really gained the ability to move beyond providing that anticipatory guidance to the patients and be able to sort of head off any issues that the providers might be concerned about.
Yes. And when you work one-on-one with the providers, and when you have the opportunity to work one-on-one with them, or even to communicate with them one-on-one, you can kind of explain things, where they might not have had the education, but you can explain it in a conversation, not like an educational setting. Well, this is what I'm seeing, this is why I'm seeing it, and this is what we tend to see the outcomes are if these things aren't addressed. So it was more conversation-like, and I felt they were more receptive.
Wow, that's interesting because so much of what frustrated us, I remember working together at the hospital, was that although we saw the pediatricians who were coming in to see the patients every day, they were so rushed that we rarely had time to sit and chat with them about how the things that were going on there would play out later on. And, new things that we were learning. And we were always frustrated because we felt like the communication was just short.
Yes, I agree. It was true. And it was a different experience. So if you can get those providers one-on-one with a little bit of time, it makes a huge difference.
Right,
Because
building
I think
those.
they do feel really pressed for time when they're in the hospitals coming in, and then they have to go back to their offices and see people all day long. There's no breathing time. There's no time to think. It's just see, do.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, that's how I felt about it too. It wasn't so much that they didn't want to spend time, talking to us. It was more that they didn't have that time, when they were showing up at 5 in the morning to start seeing patients so they could fit it in before office hours. Yeah, no wonder they
Exactly.
feel rushed.
Exactly. And I was really surprised when I went to work in the clinic and I was learning, because I said in all those meetings that providers, like your pediatric providers and stuff, were scheduling patients every 15 minutes, every 15 minutes with a half hour break for lunch. And that was it. That was their whole schedule.
Gosh, and everything we know about providing lactation care and lactation support is all about allowing time for the questions and the concerns to really unfold because, something we taught right from the beginning in our lactation educator classes was about how the client or the patient, they never ask you the real question first because it's very hard to verbalize what the real question is. You have to ask so many more questions to get down to the heart of it. So that's so interesting. And the fact that you had access and you were invited to the table in that setting really made a difference for you. It sounds like it sort of changed how you thought about how you would approach these things later on. And now that you're in private practice, what's the best part of being in private practice, aside from what you mentioned earlier about being able to spend as much time as you need with your clients?
Oh, so that's a trick one. I mean, that is really the best part. I can spend as much time as I want with them, but also that I don't feel I obviously I have, my scope of practice, all of that, my clinical competencies, I follow all of that. But I really don't feel like, oh, I'm working for the hospital, I have to follow all their rules. Oh, I'm working for the clinic, I have to follow all their rules. I can set my rules, and they are based on the family's needs. So I think that's a big thing for me. And also that I can schedule whenever I want. Monday was a holiday for a lot of people. I saw people all day long because Monday happened to be convenient for people, and if I want to be off on a Wednesday, I can be off on a Wednesday. And if I want to work all weekend, I can do that. So that convenience. And also when you have that flexibility in your schedule, when someone calls you up and says, can you see me on a Sunday evening? Well, you know what? Yes, I can see you on a Sunday evening. I'm not bound by, certain time frames because there's no time clock.
Yeah, I think that's something that lots of people who dream of opening a lactation private practice, they think about that part, and they see that as one of the goals and one of the benefits of it. But I think people also have a lot of fears and anxieties about trying to make a business out of lactation support. And I know you experience that as well, and that you have managed to build a business, which is not, doesn't feel like a hobby. It feels like a real business. So, what kind of advice would you give to somebody who is nervous about that part. What does it take really to turn your lactation, your occasional lactation consultations into an actual business that you can rely on?
I think it takes a few things. I think you need to be, that you need to feel confident in your skills, because when you're working on your own, obviously I can reach out to Christine, I can reach out to other lactation consultants if I have any concerns. But really, because you're in the person's house, you want to be confident in your skills. And you also want to be confident that if you don't know something, tell them, hey, I don't know that, but I'm going to find out for you. And make sure you have good communication skills, and that is keeping in touch with your clients. So I see people all day long. When I get home in the evenings, I sit down, everybody gets a care plan. Personally, I am open to my clients texting me, emailing me, or calling me based on what they need. I don't limit that. I know some lactation consultants do, because I don't feel people take advantage of it. I feel when people are reaching out to me, it's because they really need it. And the other thing is, think about how you want to market your business. I started out really marketing. I tried to market to like the doctor's offices and things, and wasn't having a lot of success that way. What I found worked for me was word of mouth. You see someone, I ask people to leave me Google reviews, leave me Yelp reviews, and then when people Google me, it the more reviews you have, the higher you get in Google, more people can find you. So I think that's beneficial. And then have a good relationship with other lactation consultants or other people in your area that might be willing to refer to you, because I get a lot of referrals that way as well. And if you have a specialized skill in lactation, let people know. Like Christine is great with the first 100 hours, preemies. That's her special skill. So, and not everyone has the same skills. So we can all see clients for different reasons.
That is great advice. So now that we've taken some time to talk about your private practice, let's just get in our time machine and go back in time to those days when we were working in the hospital together. Because I think we have some insights and things that we could share with folks who do work in the hospital. One of the things that was so good about our experience was working on a team. And I know what that meant to me, but I'd love to hear what it meant to you and how it helped or changed you to work on that team when we were in the hospital together.
So I think that was an amazing experience, because we did have a great team. I would trust any one of the people that had been on our team to this day. Amazing people to work from. I think we learned from each other, not just lactation skills, but Christine's great at her spreadsheets and all her organizational skills, and things like that. And Patty, there's so much empathy in Patty. I mean, the way she talks to people, the way she thinks things through. And Tenny, just her experience in dealing with moms, all the different people we worked with. And Lynn just had so much great insight, because she had done lactation for so long. And she was also really great with dealing with the doctors and administration, and that kind of kept that off of us, that we didn't have to deal with that. But I really felt like every day I learned something from someone I worked with. And I was lucky that I got to work with a lot of you, because when you work the different days, you worked with different people. And I feel that I'm such a better lactation consultant now from having worked with all of you.
Well, the feeling is mutual throughout the whole group. I mean, there was so much that we got from it. And we got to the point where I want to share this with everybody because I think it's important. We got to the point where when you were working with somebody, if there was a moment where there was only one patient to see at that time, you both went because it was so beneficial to hear how we each worked with patients, or how we each, had conversations and passed down information to nurses. We simply stayed together as much as we could so we could hear each other and we could all always be part of what was going on. And that's what I got so much out of just, going to a room with you and hearing how you started the conversation because you had a special thing in the hospital. Tell them about your special question that you always would ask, no matter how long you were in a room, What was that one thing you always knew when you came out the door?
So I like to know about people. I love people. Okay, Christine knows this. I am an extrovert. I love people. And I want to know about you. I want to know about your family. I want to know what you do, what you did, what your significant other does. I want to know who you're related to. I want to know who your whole life story. So Christine used to laugh at me because I used to go in rooms and I could be in there in 5 minutes and I would come out knowing everybody's life story. Because I'm really, really interested in people. So I want to know. And I have actually carried that over into private practice.
Oh, I am so sure about that. Yes.
And
And yeah.
it develops this really good relationship between you and the people you're helping. It makes them feel more comfortable. And like now working in private practice, because I see people multiple times for the most part, I feel like these are all my friends now. When they graduated from lactation care, I'm kind of sad because I'm going to miss them. Because we've developed this relationship that's more than just a, lactation consultant client kind of situation.
It's such a great example, though, that that part of it that it takes us back to that relationship building part, and the part where something that I learned back when I was a mom in a support group before I was a helper, that becoming a mother and becoming a parent changes your identity, but it doesn't take who you were before or what you did before away. It doesn't have to do that. And for most people, it doesn't. It just gets hidden in there somewhere. And so I think the value of what you were doing by going into that room where the person felt totally out of their element and had this new baby they felt like they knew nothing about, and you had asked them, what did you, were you working outside the home? What did you do? And you would come out of the room and you'd be like, oh, in that room, she's a teacher at wherever. It, not just, oh, she has a 37-week baby.
Right.
Like, that's a really different thing. And, to remind them of what they already know how to do. Yes, they might feel out of their element being the parent of a newborn baby, but they're still an engineer, or they're still the person who runs this restaurant, or, whatever it
No.
was that they did, and their partners as well. Always that respectful inclusion of the partner as part of the whole entire lactation process. And I'm sure that, you carry that on in your private practice as well.
Yes, because it's so important. Because to me, a huge part of what we do is we're building relationships. We're making people feel comfortable with where they are now. And that's bringing in, like you said, who they were 2 days ago to who they are today. And it's a lot easier to work with someone if they're comfortable than if they're all tense and worried and nervous. Because it's hard going to a lactation consultant. We're going to ask to see your breast. We're going to ask to touch you or touch your baby. And they've already heard 600 different things from the 50 different people they've seen. So I want them to be comfortable. And if you build that relationship and they trust you, things are going to be so much better. And like I said, I just love it. I love to know about people. So.
You do know a lot of people. You know everybody. Adrienne's one of those people where wherever you go, she's going to run into somebody that she already knows and never met a stranger.
True. I told you I love people and I like to know about them. So it's a good
It works.
It does work.
So let's take people back to the first conversations that we had when we were thinking about opening a baby cafe.
10 years, more than 10 years since we're open 10 years.
That's right. And, what I remember about those conversations was really trying to think of how to explain why we felt we needed it in our community. So maybe you can share a little bit about what you remember about, what made us feel like this was a good idea here.
I think what I'm remembering back to that basically there wasn't a ton of just drop-in breastfeeding support even at the hospitals, it was very minimal. And if you did want it, it was at the hospital. It wasn't, someplace away. You had to come back to the hospital. Not everybody wants to do that. Not everyone's comfortable doing that. And when we started thinking about what people could afford in lactation, so in Kern County, what did we say? 50% of the population qualifies for WIC, so you can get breastfeeding help. And then there's that, I don't remember the exact percentage of people who have a ton of money and they can afford to pay for lactation care. And then everybody else in the middle. And those were the people we were really looking at, saying these people need help and they need to be able to get help that's basically free, because then it would be affordable and it was fair for everyone. And then we started thinking, okay, well, where do we want to put this? We want to put this someplace where people have access to us. We don't want to be on like a distance from public transportation or someplace hard to get to or no parking. We really wanted to focus on where people can find us, and we weren't going to be hospital based. So a location that would work. So just really making care accessible to everybody in the community who needed it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's how I remember it. I remember, of course, we were working in the hospital at the time, but our inpatient business was so much that outpatients really had to take a back seat. And that was really frustrating because when we were caring for them as inpatients, we often felt like we just didn't have anywhere to refer them for care after. And so we did what we could for them, but we knew that there was a piece that was missing, and we wanted that ability to spend more time with people once they were done with the hospital. So I remember that first day that we were open.
Oh, we didn't know if anyone was going to come.
Yeah, little did we know.
Yes, that we are quite successful. We have achieved our goal of providing care for people.
Absolutely. And,
Yeah.
through the pandemic, when we had to shut the physical doors and we didn't really know what to do about that, but we found a way, right? And we kept our ability to support people on their lactation journey. We just had to adapt it to new methods.
Yeah, that's the thing. And I mean, I think that really helped that since we opened the virtual during the pandemic, that we still run the virtual now, because for some people, they can't get out of the house all the time. Or we have people that are coming from different areas in the virtual group because maybe they live in Kern County still, but their drive is far. So we're able, I mean, I don't think we would have done that if we didn't have to shut our physical doors. Maybe we would have, but I don't think so.
I
So it
don't think
really,
so.
yeah, I think that was a plus for us, that now we run it in person and we run it virtually.
Well, and not just that, but before, when we only had in-person meetings, which granted, we offered 3 in-person sessions per week, every single week, that's what we were staffing. And people were coming to every single one of them. But when we weren't open for those sessions, they had no way to reach us except for maybe through our Facebook page. And the other thing we added in the pandemic was the ability for people to text or call us with questions. And of course, we kept that. We kept that function once we were able to open the physical doors again. And it's just incredibly popular, and it gives us a new way to serve. It opened up, more capability for us to be able to help people. Plus, the beautiful part that we never expected, never really thought that much about before, was of course the ability to mentor people through Baby Cafe. So,
Yes.
why don't you talk a little bit about what our experiences have been being able to mentor people and what that's meant for our community's lactation support?
I think that the people that we have mentored, and they've gone on to pass the boards and become really good lactation consultants. They're really good board certified lactation consultants. And then they in turn are able to help more people, because we're a big community now. I think when I started in the field of lactation, there were 4 board certified lactation consultants here. So we really need a lot of board certified lactation consultants. And I think that mentoring enabled people to get the hours they need. And then they in turn give back to the community by providing lactation consultant support.
And I would add that I feel like they got a really solid mentoring experience because it was not limited to only seeing babies of a certain, age frame, or, with certain issues. In a baby cafe, you see babies of all ages. You see toddlers. You see babies with all kinds of different issues. People, coming in with all different kinds of conditions. It really gives you that very broad sense of the whole spectrum of what lactation looks like when it's going, right, and when there's issues and how those things play out. One of the most important things I think you learn in your experience is when you're, getting your clinical experience is like how things you get to see in a support group like that, even if the parent doesn't follow the plan that you suggest. Like, how do things then play out? Does it work out the way they wanted anyway? Does it come out differently? How do they feel about that? Do you get to know them well enough that you have a relationship where later on they tell you, I really couldn't handle the plan you gave me, and that's why I did something different, and I'm glad I did that, or I wish I'd done what you suggested that I do. I think we've built a lot of relationships like that, but we've also given the opportunity for those interns, who most of them are now IBCLCs, to see that happen, and that's so important.
It's so important. And I think you're right. When you're working with all the different ages and the different problems, it really makes you a better lactation consultant as opposed to just getting all your hours with a certain age of baby. Because you're going to encounter all sorts of different things as a lactation consultant. So the more problems you work with and the more the age differences you work with, wow.
Well, it has been a pleasure to work with you for all these years. I hope we have lots more years ahead of us to work together, and tons of new ways. Whatever you've got in mind, I'm good for it.
Good. I'm glad we work well together.
We do, and I'm just curious about, if you do have any plans or thoughts about what you want to do next, now that you have what I would deem a thriving private practice in lactation and orofacial myology. Anything, on the horizon, trainings or new services or anything that you've got coming up that you are willing to share?
I want to start submitting some things to journals, some
Oh,
research.
yeah.
That's really what I've kind of, because I one of the talks I did last year, and the response to the talk, which wasn't all positive, but it really made me think that people need different information that's making them broaden their horizon. So it made me think that I need to start, maybe publishing some of this information that I have, the research that I've done. That's kind of where I'm
Nice.
leading right now. Yeah.
And you feel like having a private practice allows you to be able to collect data that you'll be able to use and report.
Yes, I think that definitely. So that's kind of my goal within the next few years to start doing some of that.
We definitely need that in the field. We need people sharing their insights, anecdata is still data, right?
Exactly, it is. Because where does the research come from? That's where it comes from.
And we're always learning and always expanding what we know about, what is quote unquote best for lactation. There's no best. We will never stop no learning because science is a process.
Science is a process. And I think about when I started in the field, the things we used to believe about lactation that we now know aren't true. So how much it's changed since I started in the field. To me,
And
that's amazing.
yes, that's why it continues to fascinate us every day.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for sharing your insights. Thank you for talking to me, taking that trip back on the time machine to some of the experiences we had together and how we've learned together and grown together. I really appreciate being able to work with you, and I appreciate you joining us here to share with others, all of your insights, because you've been in the field for a while, and it's important that we, sort of capture these stories now. We don't want to lose them, right?
Right, exactly. No, and thank you for having me. And I love working with you. So thank you very much.
Well, you are welcome with us anytime. Thank you again, Adrian. And to all of you, I will be back soon with another episode of the Evolve Lactation Podcast. Bye for now.